slammed shut, a lesser creature might have let his fear get the best of him. He might have yelped and whined, drawing the smug farmer to him. Or he might have tried gnawing off his own leg. Instead, Koja lay there, panting, until he heard the black bear, Ivan Gostov, rumbling through the woods. Now Gostov was a bloodthirsty animal, loud and rude, unwelcome at feasts. His fur was always matted and filthy, and he was just as likely to eat his hosts as the food they served. But a killer might be reasoned with, not so a metal trap. Koja called out to him, "Brother, will you not free me?" When Ivan Gostov saw Koja bleeding, he boomed his laughter.
"Gladly," he roared. "I will liberate you from that trap, and tonight I'll dine on free fox stew."
The bear snapped the chain and threw Koja over his back. Dangling from the trap's steel teeth by his wounded leg, a lesser creature might have closed his eyes and prayed for nothing more than a quick death. But if Koja had words, then he had hope. He whispered to the fleas that milled about on the bear's filthy pelt.
"If you bite Ivan Gostov, I will let you come live in my fur for 1 year's time. You may dine on me all you like, and I promise not to bathe or scratch or douse myself in kerosene. You will have a fine time of it, I tell you."
The fleas whispered amongst themselves. Ivan Gostov was a foul-tasting bear, and he was constantly tromping through streams or rolling on his back to try to be rid of them.
"We will help you," they chorused at last.
At Koja's signal, they attacked poor Ivan Gostov, biting him in just the spot between his shoulders where his big claws couldn't reach. The bear scratched and flailed and bellowed his misery. He threw down the chain attached to Koja's trap and wriggled and writhed on the ground.
"Now, little brothers," shouted Koja.
The fleas leapt onto the fox's coat, and despite the pain in his leg, Koja ran all the way back to his den, trailing the bloody chain behind him. It was an unpleasant year for the fox, but he kept his promise. Though the itching drove him mad, he did not scratch, and even bandaged his paws to better avoid temptation. Because he smelled so terrible, no one wanted to be near him, yet still he did not bathe. Whenever Koja got the urge to run to the river, he would look at the chain he kept coiled in the corner of his den. With Red Badger's help, he'd pried himself free of the trap, but he'd kept the chain as a reminder that he owed his freedom to the fleas and his wits. Only Lula, the nightingale, came to see him. Perched in the branches of the birch tree, she twittered her laughter.
"Not so clever, are you, Koja? No one will have you to visit, and you are covered in scabs. You are even uglier than before."
Koja was untroubled.
"I can bear ugliness," he said. "I find the one thing I cannot live with is death."
When the year was up, Koja picked his way carefully through the woods near Tupolev's farm, making sure to avoid the teeth of any traps that might be lurking beneath the brush. He snuck through the henyard, and when one of the servants opened the kitchen door to take out the slops, he slipped right into Tupolev's house. He used his teeth to pull back the covers on the farmer's bed and let the fleas slip in.
"Have a fine time of it, friends," he said. "I hope you will forgive me if I do not ask you to visit again."
The fleas called their goodbyes and dove beneath the blankets, looking forward to a meal of the farmer and his wife. On his way out, Koja snatched a bottle of kvass from the pantry and a chicken from the yard, and he left them at the entrance to Ivan Gostov's cave. When the bear appeared, he sniffed at Koja's offerings.
"Show yourself, fox," he roared. "Do you seek to make a fool of me again? You freed me, Ivan Gostov. If you like, you may have me a supper. I warn you, though, I am stringy and tough. Only my tongue holds savor. I make a bitter meal, but excellent company."
The bear laughed so loudly that he shook the nightingale from her branch in the valley below. He and Koja shared the chicken and the kvass, and spent the night exchanging stories. From then on, they were friends, and it was known that to cross the fox was to risk Ivan Gostov's wrath. Then winter came, and the black bear went